This podcast is sponsored by VIP Streams TV. VIP Streams TV is a premier cable and satellite alternative. Starting at just $35 a month, VIP Streams TV provides all of your streaming needs in one convenient app. With a customizable TV guide and a user-friendly interface, you can enjoy all your favorite movies, shows, and sports on any Android device. At VIP Streams TV, there are no credit checks, no deposits, and no cancellation fees. Registration is fast and easy at VIPStreamsTV.com. That's VIPStreamsTV.com.
103.9 WDKX, The Wake Up Club. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Artist, activist, a number of different names. I just don't know if we have a time to go through all of them for Sean Dunwoody. Because it you're not just one person with one thing. You have multiple thoughts, multiple feet. You're a historian. You're an educator. You're a whole bunch of different things.
You're just a brilliant person.
A smart dude. I mean, it's just, you know, there's no one thing that defines you, which is great. There's no one thing that defines us all. But Rain was telling me about the story of what's been going on downtown. She was really excited about it because you're a part of it. And there are sanitizing stations throughout the city of Rochester. Can you just talk to people about what that is and where they are?
Okay, yeah, I'll explain that. I'll get a little history behind that and how that happened. So I have a not-for-profit called Hinge Neighbors, and what we work to do is bring neighborhoods together in deciding the eventual fill of Interloop North. And so when COVID hit, one of our things is bringing people together. So you can't bring people together. And I was trying to figure out ways in which to reach a population along the Interloop. And one of the things we wanted to do was put hand sanitizers in the store. So we reached out to Iron Smoke Whiskey in Rochester Midland, and they said, yeah, we'll give you a few bottles. That'd be cool. But it'd be great if we could do something bigger. And I thought, okay, what could be bigger? And looking at the number of people who actually use public transportation, I thought, this is the best way to do it. This is the best way to keep people safe coming into downtown, going out of downtown to their homes. And so we decided, well, let's create these sanitation stations. And everybody's like, that sounds cool. I'm like, okay, but what is it going to be? I don't know. So I'm trying to figure it out. I'm like, all right, so there's sanitation stations, and we'll give it a name, and we'll call it Love in the Loop. And so Love in the Loop, so you can see these. And I said, well, we'll go with the city of Rochester Blue, and we'll have these hands that look like hearts, and it looks like they're washing their hands with hand sanitizer. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is great. This is awesome. But how are we going to do this? I was looking for systems and ways to get pumps in the street. Sometimes they have sinks for festivals. And I was like, I just couldn't figure out how to do it. Until one day I was walking downtown past one of the Pace bike signs. I said, here it is right here. I mean, this bike system is not coming back. That company's gone. So why not use this stand and put a pump on it? And that's exactly what it did. And I worked with some Rochester City School District children, school SOTA, to be particular, School of the Arts. They're my interns. We cut wood, screwed it up, printed up signs, stuck it together, and the city was gracious enough to install them at the transit center on both sides. And once again, Iron Smoke Whiskey and Rochester Midland supplied the first initial donation of I think it's, I don't know, what, 50 gallons of hand sanitizer.
it's a lot of hand. That is a lot of hand sanitizer. How many are around the city? I know it's at the bus terminal, but where else are they?
Okay, all right. Well, there are two at the bus terminal, one on Clinton and one on St. Paul. There is another, and I had to, I'm not going to run around town filling up these stations, so I had to find businesses and people who would do that. So RTS is going to take care of theirs. I'm working with Sibley Square, the Sibley building. So there's one in front of Sibley where their Mercantile restaurant will be coming into play. There's one in the little park there by Parcel 5 where Buckingham Properties is going to manage and take care of. And there is one on the corner of Main and Sio, which Milton at the Caribbean Market is going to refill and manage. So those were our first initial steps. We wanted to be able to have some trails throughout downtown and actually have one in what we consider part of our Hinge Connection neighborhood. So that's really what it's about. As Rochester reopens, how can we keep people safe? And we felt as if this is a time to step up and give something to the community. And once again, the transit center brings in more people on traveling into that center than the airport and the bus station. together. So it's a hub of activity, and we want to make sure, and people are hanging out there. So if they're hanging out, why can't they be able to hand sanitize themselves? I mean, when I was spraying the sidewalk with the 6 feet apart or 6 feet under, they had guardrails stopping people from hanging on the sidewalk. So I felt there's got to be something to do so that people can have that freedom to gather, but yet can be safe.
Wow.
Jeez. Man, that's pretty amazing. I was blown away that you used the Pace bike things to create this. And I just, you know, you are definitely an inspiration, and we appreciate your brilliance and everything that you do. So my next question is, what are you going to come up with next?
That's an excellent question. I don't know. Sometimes it's always weather permitting or idea permitting what happens, mm-hmm. but one of our next installs is, it'll be going on Alexander Street, mm-hmm. 47 Alexander Street, which doesn't exist, which was the first home of Frederick Douglass and Anna Murray Douglass. It's now a parking lot. So mm-hmm. I've created this installation. I started it last year, working with RIT and Edison Tech students who actually built this miniature house. I did this bas relief of Anna Murray Douglass, and I put a timeline on the house and quotes from her daughter, Rosetta. And this is phase one. So we're going to put this on East Avenue, on like Alexander Street, where people gather and get their tacos after they've had a night of festivities. And the second phase of this is, and I had this concept prior to, you know, monuments or even our Douglass statues done by Olivia Kim being destroyed, was to actually place a camera inside of this house. And let's see, has times changed in front of the Douglass's home from 1850 to 2020? Let's record and see. Are people have the same sentiment? It's going to be open. So I'm wondering if people are going to walk up and spray paint Anna's face or whatever's going to happen. This will be a black woman outside at Alexander at 2:30 a.m. And I want to see how folks respond to this and what do they do. What is the real heart of our Rochesterians, both black and white? How are you going to respond to this? How are you going to interact with the history and the strength of our people in this community of Rochester that helped build it?
Wow. That's a lot. I was going to ask you, what do you do for fun? But but it sounds like you do this for fun, and this is what your passion is. I just appreciate
it. And it is my job. Don't get me wrong. This is my job. I don't want people to think I'm running around willy-nilly just coming up. I gotta eat, bro.
Yeah, no, I understand that. What's great about it is you were able to combine it. Not too many people can. Not too many people mm-hmm. can combine what they love to do and work. Some people dread the next 10 minutes because they got to clock in at 9 o'clock. but a lot of people really enjoy what they do. It's just clear that you enjoy that and appreciate it and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for the time. Once again, I appreciate it.
It's always, if you're doing good things, we want to hear about it. We're 103.9 WDKX. It's Sean Dunwoody. Good morning.
This podcast is sponsored by VIP Streams TV. VIP Streams TV is a premier cable and satellite alternative. Starting at just $35 a month, VIP Streams TV provides all of your streaming needs in one convenient app. With a customizable TV guide and a user-friendly interface, you can enjoy all your favorite movies, shows, and sports on any Android device. At VIP Streams TV, there are no credit checks, no deposits, and no cancellation fees. Registration is fast and easy at VIPStreamsTV.com. That's VIPStreamsTV.com.